This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport, fly PSP.com. We flew to Dubai and back on Emirates. Wow, what an airline. Lovely. All 16 hours went, oh well. Palm Springs International Airport's master plan has begun, and they want public participation for the 30-month project. So the Department of Transportation awarded $5.7 million to fully renovate and expand our baggage claim.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
Camelot Theaters, you got passes to the movies and the best popcorn. PSCulturalCenter.org. They have Screwball Sundays. I got the hiccups. Film retrospective featuring classic screwball comedies. Hiccup. JT's Diner. You've got a gift certificate. Great breakfast. I'm hungry. So that's JTS Diner, palmdesert.com, 674-7600. Here come the two we love together. Lou Chow's in the Rimrock Shopping Center. Have the wonton soup. Tyler likes the walnut chicken. Walnut shrimp. But don't, because I want it. 655-0045. Call before you go. I think they're open Wednesday through Sunday for the most part, but you'll love it. We need good Chinese.
Hello, Joey Pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lu Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lu Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
And the other restaurant that Dan owns, Oscars Cafe and Bar, OscarsPalmSprings.com. They have the bitchiest brunch on Saturday and the bitchiest brunch on Sunday with Anita Rose. It's just so much fun. Mimosa men, male dance. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And great food. Just call 325-1188, I think. Mouse print. Okay, it works this way. Lisa has 3 children. Ann doesn't have any. Alan doesn't have any. Joey has 3. 6th caller, 323 Joey, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. Thanks for being with me all these years through jet lag and beyond. Hey, Alan is here. Alan Jensen's here from
the Neurovitality Center. Hello, Joey.
I'm going to have a piece of chocolate. All to right. Help my jet lag.
You have chocolate, and I'll say hello to the Joey Pals.
Yes, you start talking. There give us go. A report. Start in with where Lisa left off.
So, yeah, Lisa was talking about, people with dementia. At our Desert Memory Club, which is our dementia center, we work mainly with dementia, focusing mainly on Alzheimer's, but dementia of any kind. We do see that. We do see these people come in. And they start sitting down, and they start sitting down together, and they start talking. And yes, they have a whole conversation. And to you and I, it may not make any sense, but to them, it's a whole conversation, and they just have a great time. And then when they leave, in fact, we have clients that don't want to leave because these are their friends.
Oh, my God.
And they don't want to go home.
How wonderful.
You know, and that's a great feeling to see that, and the camaraderie that they build amongst each other. It's just amazing. And I think it's because you identify, we all do this, we identify with people who are going through the same things that we are going through.
A jury of our peers.
Yes. And, you know, dementia is one of those things that we don't know what's really going on in their mind, you know.
And it's not the same thing that we're doing.
Correct.
That's what's so difficult. So it's like another language.
Right. Who's not to say, exactly, who's not to say that another dementia client or another Alzheimer's client, maybe they understand what that person is saying. There's a study in that. Maybe I'll do a study in that.
Tell me about the Desert Memory Club. What's the charge? When does it meet?
So the Desert Memory Club is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh.
It's for anyone with dementia or Alzheimer's.
Do you need a note from your doctor?
We do. We ask that we have a form that we take. Oh. You take to your doctor. It's called our health and physical form, or H&P form. And right now, we still have openings on our Inland Caregivers Grant, where your loved one could come for free for 3 days a week.
Wow.
Otherwise, it is a fee for service. It is $20 an hour or $88 for the day, for the 6 hours.
But you could still have openings from the grant.
We still have openings for the grant. So if you're interested, give us a call.
It's hard to say. Three free days. A week.
Yes, a week. To give you, the caregiver, respite for you to have time to
between you and Lisa.
Yes.
Do you think people who have Alzheimer's or dementia, do they initially rebel and don't want to go? It's like something institutionalized. And what's been your perception of that system?
It's not that the rebellion is what it is you'll find a lot of dementia clients, they have their routine and they're used to their routine. And coming into the center is something different.
Gotcha.
So what I recommend is you come into the center with them.
Right.
Stay the day with them. So there is one familiar
consistency
in their life that's still there. Until they get used to, usually have a day, maybe two, and they get used to being at the center. Now this has become part of their routine.
Gosh.
And we have clients now that, you know, their caregivers tell us, on Mondays, they're up at 7:30 in the morning because they are ready to go to the center, because that's what they do on Mondays or Wednesdays or Fridays.
And they look forward to it.
And they look forward to it because it's one more thing different than just sitting at home, but it's still part of their routine.
And it's not like you're going to a doctor's office or a therapy session.
No.
It's just, so, it's a play date.
Exactly. So we serve breakfast in the morning and we serve lunch. And then we have activities that these clients do. And they're all dealing with brain activities. Does that make sense? Yes.
Give me an example.
So something as simple as what you and I would look at as coloring. Okay. So we're going to be coloring today. So what we're doing, though, is we're having them identify specific colors that will go with what they're coloring.
Okay.
So a rose is normally red.
Except we have green ones.
We have green ones today.
We learned this week.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of colors of roses.
Right.
Mostly roses are red.
Right, exactly.
You know, because we always
say painting the roses is red.
Exactly. Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
So it's the idea of working with the client and having them choose what they think is red.
What they think is red.
The one thing you have to remember with dementia clients is there's one phrase that we always use. You never say no, and you never decline. You always redirect.
This is childlike behavior.
Exactly. So you never want to disagree. You redirect.
But redirect.
So if they say today is Monday, and we know it's Wednesday.
Right.
You'll say, okay, well, why do you think it's Monday? Okay. What do you normally do on Monday?
I see.
Oh, you do that on Monday, but today we're doing this. So what day do you think it might
just
be?
Just being kinder
just
is what
being
it boils
kinder. It's just
boils
patience
down to.
And time, and that's it. You know, it's not that you can't just say no. Because if you say no, they get confused.
I always told.
Now they don't know what to do.
When I taught classes about this stuff, when you're raising children, say yes as much as you can.
Exactly.
So that when you say no, it stands for something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I said no to a lip ring once, yeah. Trevor. Or yeah. Tyler. Maybe it was Tyler. One of the boys. Yes. No lip ring. He got it anyway. And I said nothing. He eventually took it out and let it heal. I was right. I did mention that.
Well, that's good.
I was right.
And I'm sure you don't ever bring it up in conversation.
No, not anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for new material.
Exactly.
This is just fascinating.
Yes.
How many people can you still take in the memory club?
So right now we can still have openings of we can take up to 24.
That's a nice group, isn't it?
Yes, that's a nice group. And our number's flux, so what I suggest is give us a call.
At?
760-323-7676. And you're going to ask for either the Memory Club.
Right.
Or Patty.
Patty.
Patty Perez. She's my program coordinator, and she will be able to work with you in getting your loved one in to
When you get this note from the doctor that confirms the diagnosis of dementia or Alzheimer's, is there a scale?
There is a scale. The Alzheimer's Association has a scale. There's, like, I believe, six different levels
that you can be in
of dementia. Of Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Well, they focus on Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So there's different
And we're things. Trying to get used to the fact that Alzheimer's is a form of dementia.
Correct.
Not the other way around.
Correct. Dementia is the umbrella. And there are actually hundreds of different forms of dementia out there. But the most common one that everyone knows of is Alzheimer's.
But it's been your experience in the Desert Memory Club that folks with Alzheimer's and dementia get along.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder, it's too new to have any idea, but I wonder if it retards the progression of the disease at all.
You know, that's something that we're looking at. You know, I did Alzheimer's research back at USC.
I've forgotten Alzheimer's, that.
Yes, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. And that was one of the things that we just were starting to look at is the different levels and
Can it heal?
Can they heal?
Regenerate.
Or at least maintain. The big thing that we try to do is maintain. That's the word we like to use. We try to maintain
that makes
where
sense.
They are right now. Try to help them keep their cognitive skills
going. Is there something to be said for bringing in the caregivers and the parents and the spouses of the clients to participate in this? Should they learn to talk down? I don't know how to ask the question.
So Kimberly Spiegel.
What do I mean?
Yes. Kimberly Spiegel is the director of the Alzheimer's Association, and
yes.
They have actually programs for caregivers that will help them understand, especially people who are newly diagnosed, help them understand what they need to do. So,
got it. Go ahead.
So really quick, I do want to break off.
No, not quick. Take your time.
Yeah, so check out
what
the Alzheimer's.
What color is your nail polish, please?
It's the same color as my shirt.
Mushroom.
It's the same color as my shirt. It's like a teal.
Oh, I thought he said his mushroom.
No, it's like a teal.
My shirt. God, I like it.
Yes. Thank
okay.
you. Okay. Check out the Alzheimer's Association.org, and they have classes for people to help you.
ALZ.org.
Exactly. What I wanted to talk about really quick is because it's next month, but it's before we meet again.
Okay.
On May 7th. Sunday, May 7th, from 1 to 5, we are doing an opening reception for an art exhibit.
And just give me that when you...
Yes, and the artist is Merity Voles, and she does a work in five mediums, is what the exhibit's called. The reception is, again, on Sunday, May 7th, from 1 to 5 p.m., and then there are viewing times to come in Monday, that following week, Monday through May 8th through the 12th from 10 to 2 to see the artwork.
And it's free.
It's free to come in and see the artwork. The artwork is for
sale. Of
What's
course.
Important about that is Merity has agreed that she will give 50% of all the proceeds from the artwork to the foundation. And
Holy
as we
God.
All know, we try to push the foundation because the foundation assists those who are unable to afford to come to our center on their own.
I love what you do.
We do too.
Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you
for
having us.
Dear Alan Jensen.
Of course.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals. ACT Tours reminds you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Tyler and I went to Dubai with some wonderful people and ACT. We'll have to pick another place, maybe the Galapagos. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Okay, AIM Mail Center. AIMMailCenters.com is the website. They copy and print documents in color or black and white. They have office supplies. They do passport photos and renewals. And if you're going to your second home, you're leaving Palm Springs for the summer. I don't know why you would. But you can have AIM collect your mail and pack your treasures. Okay, AIM Mail Center. It's in the Ralph Shopping Center at Sunrise. Dana Haynes says, happy birthdays to the sun sign Aries. Despite problems around the world, you should take advantage of the planetary vibes this year in business and finance. If you believe the media outlets and are concerned about China or Russia blowing us up, relax, they won't. That's what the stars told her. She comes down from the mothership to tell us that. Check it out at astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org. Water restrictions are still in place. No sprinkling during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Just Fabulous, BeJustFabulous.com. They've got a wonderful new merchandise. They're having the Gray Malin Parker Palm Springs. Gray Malin Parker Palm Springs Photography Collection is exclusively at Just Fabulous. Lalo Visions, L-A-L-O Visions. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikina, Psychic to the Psychics, to find out what life holds in store for you. His detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810. Great gift idea. You'll thank me. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway says summer passes are now on sale. If you're a pass holder, you get free parking, 10% off Peaks and Pines restaurants, 10% off for additional guests through July 31st. Temperatures are 30 to 40 degrees cooler. PSTramway.com. Palm Springs Cultural Center has a wonderful menu to pick from. Sundays with Keisha D weekly. Mondays, Mon Petit Salon weekly. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor weekly. Wednesdays, Life is a Cabaret on some Wednesdays. And Thursdays, Cocktail Classics on selected Thursdays. Check it all out. PSCulturalCenter.org. Remember to check out the Palm Springs Post. That's the website, thepalmspringspost.com. Their newsletter is the simplest, most succinct, easiest way to get immediate daily news briefs on your devices. Sign up for the newsletter. I do. And Platt Wellness says, Metabolic Solutions, there's another big word. Platt Pro 5% Progesterone Cream is bioidentical with lavender and essential oils, and bioidentical progesterone cream is a natural calming effect. Go to PlattWellness.com. Okay, Joey pals, what a great day we had today. Let's do it again tomorrow. The talk of stars. Until then, you be well and all the best.